The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Elsewhere in the Gospels, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world." The light of the disciple is a reflection of the light of the Master himself. In the absence of this light of Christ, society becomes engulfed in the most impenetrable darkness. When one walks in darkness, one soon stumbles and falls. Without Christ, the world is a perilous minefield that is barely inhabitable. And it's our job as Christians to illuminate the environment in which we live and work. A follower of Christ necessarily gives light. If he did not do so, he would be like a lamp hidden beneath a vessel or placed under a bed or a bushel. The Second Vatican Council emphasized the faithful's right and duty to do apostolate. This responsibility originates in the sacrament of baptism and is reaffirmed at confirmation. As a consequence, each and every Christian belongs to the mystical body of Christ. Between the members of this body, there exists further such a unity and solidarity that a member who does not work at the growth of the body to the extent of his possibilities, Vatican II says, must be considered useless both to the church and to himself. My brothers and sisters, it's our duty, our obligation, to be the light set high on the lampstand so that all may see it. And as St. Catherine of Siena said, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the whole world on fire.